L is for the way you look at me.
Musician Nat King Cole was born on this date in 1917. Cole grew up in Chicago, where by age 12, he sang and played organ in the church where his father was pastor. He formed his first jazz group, the Royal Dukes, 5 years later. In 1937, he began playing in jazz clubs in Los Angeles. There he formed the King Cole Trio. An influence on jazz pianists such as Oscar Peterson, Cole was known for a compact, syncopated piano style with clean, spare, melodic phrases. During the late 1930s and early 40s, the trio made several instrumental recordings, as well as others that featured their harmonizing vocals. They found their greatest success, however, when Cole began doubling as a solo singer. Their first chart success, Straighten Up and Fly Right, was followed by hits such as Sweet Lorraine, It's Only a Paper Moon, I Love You for Sentimental Reasons, and Route 66. Eventually, Cole's piano playing took a backseat to his singing career. He first recorded with a full orchestra in 1946 for The Christmas Song, a holiday standard and one of Cole's biggest selling recordings. By the 1950s, he worked almost exclusively as a singer. Nature Boy, Mona Lisa, Too Young, A Blossom Fell, and Unforgettable were among his major hits of the period. Cole's popularity allowed him to become the first African-American to host a network variety program, The Nat King Cole Show, which debuted on NBC television in 1956. Cole had greater success with concert performances during the late 1950s and early 60s, and twice toured with his own vaudeville-style revues. Cole was also a capable actor and performed in the movies Istanbul, China Gate, and Night of the Quarter Moon. He also played himself in the Nat King Cole musical Story and portrayed blues legend W.C. Handy in St. Louis Blues.
Love that was made for me and you. Love that was made for me and you.
On this date in 1992, President George H.W. Bush presented the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor, to Sam Walton. Bush described Walton as an illustration of the American dream, who helped to bring economic prosperity to his community and to the nation. According to tradition, St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland, died in Saul on this date. Some sources list the year as 461. Others say 493. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.